Morning Watch. The Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy. Week 3. Living in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity by the Law of the Spirit of Life in Romans 8. Tuesday. Related Verses. Romans 8 verses 9 and 11. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. Verse 11. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Zechariah 12 verse 1. The burden of the word of Jehovah concerning Israel. Thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Ephesians 2 verse 22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2. Thus says Jehovah, heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool for my feet. Where then is the house that you will build for me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and so all these things have come into being, declares Jehovah. But to this kind of man will I look, to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Ephesians 6 verses 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Related Reading. Romans 8 may be considered the focus of the Bible and the center of the universe. God's intention in the universe is to work himself into his chosen people. He created the universe for this purpose. Romans 8, especially verses 1 through 17, is not composed with doctrinal teaching, exhortation, admonition, or instruction. Instead, the Apostle Paul wrote this portion according to revelation and experience. Romans 8 indicates that after the triune God formed his eternal purpose, he accomplished and achieved everything necessary to fulfill this purpose. First, he accomplished creation, bringing all things into being so that he could have a chosen people. Eventually, he accomplished incarnation so that he could enter into his created and chosen people. Then he passed through human living in order to experience the sufferings of human life. Afterward, he was crucified in order to accomplish an all-inclusive death, in which he took away our sins, terminated the old creation, and released the divine life. He entered into and passed through death, came out of death, and entered into resurrection. In incarnation, he became flesh, taking on a physical body for the accomplishment of redemption. After his redeeming death and life-imparting resurrection, Christ became the Spirit for giving life. God took two forms. First, the form of the flesh for the accomplishment of redemption, and second, the form of the Spirit for life-imparting. After his resurrection, Christ entered into ascension, where as a man, he was made the Lord of all, given the headship over all things, glorified, crowned, and enthroned. Moreover, he received the highest name and title. This is the processed God who has accomplished, obtained, and attained everything necessary for his purpose. As such a one, he is now in resurrection and ascension as the life-giving Spirit in order to reach us, enter into us, indwell us, and become one with us. In Romans, we see a completed God who has been fully processed. He has gone through all the procedures to accomplish everything that is needed for his economy, including becoming a man and becoming the life-giving Spirit. Romans 8 presents to us a processed, completed God. In Romans 8, the triune God has become the Spirit. In verse 9, he is called the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. And in verse 11, he is called the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead. Thus, the Spirit includes God the Father, Christ, who is God the Son, and God the Spirit. He is the triune Spirit of the triune God. The triune God reaches us in the form of the Spirit. As the application and reaching of the triune God, the Spirit is the ultimate consummation of the triune God. In Romans 8, we have an applicable and reaching triune God, who is consummated and processed as the Spirit. This one desires to indwell us, which means that he is waiting, expecting, and working to occupy and take full possession of our entire being. We have a law operating within us. It is the law of the Spirit of life, which is the riches of the indwelling triune God. The way to enjoy all these riches is simply to walk according to the Spirit. We also need to mind the things of the Spirit and set our mind on the Spirit. The things of the Spirit are the things concerning Christ. To set our mind on nothing other than the things of Christ is for our entire inner being to be fully occupied by Christ.